If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
The problem is that today we are so enamored with ourselves that we ignore God. We don't call on His name, but in our prayers, even our Thanksgiving prayers, let's call out His name.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Well, thank you, Gerald. And my friend, recently there have been many more television shows that show families sitting around a dinner table, bowing their heads, and giving thanks to God for their food and other blessings. From one-time specials to Duck Dynasty and Tom Selleck's Blue Bloods, they forget the politically correct thing and they pray, sometimes even with mentioning Jesus, which I imagine makes a bunch of Hollywood execs just cringe. It's terrific to see examples of families praying, even teaching their children how to pray and give thanks to God. It is even greater to see real-life examples like the family of Duck Commander Phil Robertson, who, when they are away from the table, away from the prayer, are still not filling their mouths with obscenities and cursing. In fact, early on, those rowdy guys were being bleeped for no reason when the network thought they were going to curse. They told the network to stop bleeping them because they never would speak that way and dishonor God, and they didn't want anyone to think they would. Well, today on Wings of the Morning, we're going to talk not about Duck Dynasty, but about Thanksgiving and why Thanksgiving prayers ought to go on year-round. And now the group The Afters remind us to be thankful to God for every good thing.
Smile. You're the reason for this life, everything we love, is you alive in us.
Throughout the Bible, the word goes forth that we should, as King David proclaimed as he brought the Ark of the Covenant into the city of David, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all of his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. Now, this psalm or song goes on much longer, but there are some terrific insights and how-tos for our Thanksgiving prayers right here, and frankly, for prayers at any time. So first, it tells us to whom we should give thanks. We should thank God, the Lord. It's not that we should ignore the contributions of people, but it's ultimately the Lord who provides. It's he who enables us to do good. The problem is that today we are so enamored with ourselves that we ignore God. We don't call on his name, but in our prayers, even our thanksgiving prayers, let's call out his name, God, the Lord, our Father, our Provider, our Savior in Jesus Christ the Son, our Enabler through God the Holy Spirit. Then secondly, the psalmist, David that is, reminds us to make known his deeds. So, let's recount the things he has done, the miracles that we have experienced, the changed lives, the favor he has given, the love we have seen. Now, some skeptics are going to chime in right about there. What about all the evil that is around us, both near and far? And as long as we humans are allowed freedom to do as we please, unrighteous men will do unrighteous things. So God has even restrained the ultimate evil, or things would be even worse. So let's praise him for even doing that. And then it says that we should sing our prayers of thanksgiving. Sing to him. Sing praise to him, the psalmist says. Have you ever tried singing a song at your dinner table? It's really a great experience. But don't sing just any song. Sing a song of praise to God. Let your prayer be a song, and your song a prayer. Then David says to glory in his name. Now, what does that mean? Well, we should spend time, David says, bragging. That's the meaning of glory. Bragging on God. Instead of glorying in ourselves, instead of boasting about our achievements, boast on God. And he says, let it come from the deepest part of ourselves, our hearts. Spend some time sharing your heart on how God's goodness has enveloped you. Can you think about that for a while? Glory, boast in his name. Then he says to look ahead and praise him for his strength and continue to seek him. Our prayers of thanksgiving can point us to how we are going to continue in our thankful participation with God in our daily lives. So in the New Testament, Paul gives us instructions on giving thanks in our daily lives. He says in 1 Corinthians 15, thanks be to God. He gives us the victory. Victory over what? Well, victory over sin. Victory over evil. Victory over Satan himself. Even victory over death through the resurrection. In 2 Corinthians, he says this, thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph, spreading everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. Now, this is a particular picture of Christ, of God, actually acting like a general who has conquered all his enemies, and he's leading folks in triumph through the streets of a great city. And that's what God allows us to do. He leads us in triumph. and it spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of all of his great deeds. So we should thank him for not just personal victory, but for the privilege of sharing our knowledge of his work in our lives with all those around us. And then he says, thank him for also his indescribable gift. What's this? Well, it's the gift of grace, the gift of new life, the gift even of Jesus Christ and the salvation he brings. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul sums it up for us. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So whether you're having the best days or the worst, still give thanks to God. So let's start this Thanksgiving even right now. And if you have never asked Jesus into your heart, why don't you start Thanksgiving by doing it right now? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you for dying for me. You are an indescribable gift. Forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. And thank you because I know you will do it. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
Been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.